So everyone is welcome. This morning Srimad Bhagavatam class at Sri Radha Golokanand Temple, Phoenix, Iskcon, Mauritius. So Janmashtami, the holy appearance day of Lord Sri Krishna, is approaching. So we are reading this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 2nd. This is the verse spoken by Lord Krishna himself directly to Yoga Maya. And this is the dialogue going on in Goloka Vrindavan. Already the first expansion of Lord Sri Krishna, Balaram, he appeared into the womb of Mother Devaki in order to make the seat or bed ready for Lord Krishna to descend. And it is 7th month of pregnancy of Mother Devaki, and Lord Sri Krishna summoned or called Yoga Maya, and he asked her to do the job of transferring 7th month fetus from the womb of Mother Devaki to Rohini, and then Krishna spoke this verse. Atham ansa bhagena devakyaha putratam shubhe prapasyami tvam yashodayam Nanda Patanyam Bhavishyasi. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sarvajana Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O all auspicious Yoga Maya, I shall then appear with my full 6 appearances as son of Devaki, and you will appear as the daughter of Mother Yashoda, the queen of Maharaj Nanda. So this is Krishna is telling to Yoga Maya. The word ansabhagena is important in this verse. In Bhagavad Gita, we hear the word ansa in the verse of 10th chapter. Atva bhavne tena kyam kim gyatena tavarjuna vishthabhyamaham idam kritsnam eka ansena jagatto. Ekan is aste jagata. But what need is there, Arjun, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. Everything is situated as a part of Supreme Lord's potency. In regard to Lord Krishna's appearance in the womb of Devaki, Brahma played a part also, because on the bank of milk ocean, he requested the Supreme Personality of Godhead to appear. A part was also played by Baladev, the first expansion of Godhead. Similarly, the Yogamaya also appeared as the daughter of Mother Yashoda, also plays a part. Thus, Jiva Tattva, Vishnu Tattva, and Shakti Tattva are integrated with Supreme Personality of the Godhead. And when Krishna appears, he appears with all his integrated parts. So this ansabhagena, Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives 3 explanations based on the Sanatana Goswami's commentary and Sridhar Goswami's commentary. Ansabhagena, ansa means all the plenary portions, and bhagena means Bhagavan, the one who is worshipable. So when Krishna comes, all the plenary portions are integrated in him. The other meaning which is given there is where ansa means Brahma, because like son is the ansa of a father. So Brahma is the ansa of Krishna. And for auspicious Brahma and all other who prayed to Krishna, so Krishna manifested ansa bhagena means for the Bhagya, for the auspiciousness, for the Brahma, he said, I will appear. And third Third reason for this ansabhagena, Vishwanath Chakravarti is giving, that Mother Devaki has a Aishwarya Bhava. She worship, she has a love for Krishna with majesty and reverence. So Krishna is not manifesting as a complete whole to Mother Devaki. But Mother Yashoda has a complete, pure love for Krishna and a Vatsalya Bhava which is not tinged with Aishwarya. Aishwarya means opulences. Like Krishna and Dwarka is worshipped with majesty, opulence. But Krishna in Vrindavan is worshipped only with pure love. No tinge of Aishwarya. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it said, when there is a Aishwarya, the pure love becomes sankochit. Sankochit means it becomes sankochit. Sankochit means it's concentrated, it becomes contracted, it retracts. So when there is Aishwarya, pure love, it becomes low profile. So Krishna ansabhagena here means, when he appears to Mother Devaki, he appears with majesty as a four-handed Vishnu. But when he appeared with Mother Yashoda, he was in his original form. Srila Prabhupada is explaining here the meaning of the ansabhagena means Krishna has one ans, which is called vibhinna ans, separated part and parcel, which are jiva. And here, this is the Brahma who requested, therefore Brahma is ans, as a jiva tattva. And Balaram, who appeared before Krishna to prepare everything for Krishna to manifest on this planet, and Balaram is Vishnu tattva. So Balaram is also part of the Krishna. And then Krishna himself, and the Yoga Maya, she also assisted in the advent of Krishna. So there is a Shakti tattva. So these are the tattva, Prabhupada is saying, all these tattva are included in Krishna. That's what the purpose of the ansabhagena given here. And further it says, he appears with all his integrated parts. As explained in the previous verse, Yoga Maya was requested to attract Sankrishna, Baladev, from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. And this was a very heavy task for her. Yoga Maya naturally could not see how it was possible for her to attract Sankrishna. See, how can Yoga Maya has a potency to take Supreme Lord Vishnu, Sankrishna, who holds the whole earth planet on the hoods, who is the maintainer of whole material and spiritual world, how can she be able to transfer from Mother Devaki's womb to Yashoda? So then there is one word in this verse which says, therefore Krishna addressed her as Shubhe. Shubhe means auspicious, and said, be blessed. So then Srila Prabhupada says, take power from me. Shubhe means auspicious. And when there is auspiciousness, when he is blessed by God. So Krishna blessed Devi, Yoga Maya, that with my blessing, take power from me and you will be able to do it. So you cannot do on your own, but you take power from me and then you will be able to do it. Then Srila Prabhupada is giving a sort of note to all the devotees. By the grace of Supreme Personality of the Godhead, anyone can do anything. For the Lord is present in everything. All things being His part and parcels, ansabhagena, and increasing or decreasing by His Supreme Will. So in other words, here Srila Prabhupada is inviting all the devotees that if they sincerely want to serve the purpose of Sri Krishna, like the Yoga Maya was serving the purpose of Lord Sri Krishna, then Krishna's blessings and auspiciousness is for all, available all times. So this is the message here is, anybody can do anything. This is a very, very bold statement. Anybody can do anything. Most insignificant person can do wonderful thing if he is blessed by Lord Krishna. So this is an invitation for all the devotees to invoke auspiciousness and seek blessing from Supreme Lord on this coming Janmashtami day, the holy appearance day of Sri Krishna. And Sri Krishna only appears because he is loving Father. Out of his causeless mercy and love, he descends here and gives us opportunity to serve him. He is giving us opportunity to serve us. If sincerely we beg for his blessings, then we can do wonderful thing on his behalf on this planet. And it's not something strange that we can imagine. This already we have seen on this planet. We have seen the wonderful miracle done by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravind Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This is, we can sometime meditate and really try to understand. Simply one person, old 70-year man, from a background from India, and he preached in America. 70-year-old man preaching to the youth of 16 and 20-year-old devotees. Those audience were also rejected and dejected from the society. It is only what is his prayer we read right here at your gate when you enter at the reception. My Lord, I simply pray for your blessing that I can be able to convince them about your message. This is the mood, Prabhupada. This picture which you see of the Prabhupada, he has the folded hands, and the temple is Krishna Balaram temple. He is standing in front of the altar of Krishna Balaram temple. There's a mood shown here as he is praying there that I am begging for your mercy simply. Please bless me that I can be able to, that they can understand your message. You make them understand. So this, we have this vivid example that a one personality has revolutionized the whole world. On this planet he brought the revolution in the form of Krishna consciousness, Vaishnavism on this planet where it was unheard. So this is the proof. But when Prabhupada is writing this, it is in his mind. Anybody can do everything. I simply tried my efforts to serve Krishna, and this much has happened. And in one of the lectures, Prabhupada was saying, it was in India most probably, he said, you all are crying, part of India is separated as Pakistan. You are crying for Pakistan. I, old man alone, went out and whole world accepted Krishna consciousness. If 10, 20 other people come and join me, why you are worrying for one Pakistan? We can make whole world, what Prabhupada said, we can make whole world yours. You are saying one part we lost, but whole world is waiting to be yours. Please come, some more people come forward and assist me that we can preach this message. And that's what Prabhupada's mood was. I build a home, this world, whole world is my home. Home means I'm a sincere son of the Supreme Lord. He's the owner of the world, not we. Bhuktaram yagya tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram swayarda sarva bhutana gyatva mam shanti mrichati. So this is the mood, Prabhupada. Anybody can do everything. So it's an invitation for each and every person, irrespective of age, color, caste, creed, whatever faith you have. Anyone can do anything, for the Lord is present in everything. All things being his part and parcel. So Balaram was only 15 years older than Krishna. Srila Prabhupada is giving just information that Balaram is only 15 days older than Krishna. By the blessing of Krishna, Yogamaya became daughter of Mother Yashoda. But by the supreme will, she was not able to enjoy the paternal love of her father and mother. Krishna, however, although not actually born from the womb of Mother Yashoda, enjoyed the paternal love of Mother Yashoda and Nanda. By the blessing of Krishna, Yogamaya is able to achieve the reputation of being daughter of Mother Yashoda, who also became famous by the blessing of Krishna. Yashoda means one who gives fame. Yashoda. Da means dene wala, one who gives. Like devata, dev, one who gives. And yasha means fame, one who gives fame. So Yashoda is a name which means one who gives fame. So here the purport ends. The message here is ansabhagena. So Krishna appeared with all his ansa. And then further we go, little further in this chapter. Now when Krishna is appearing, how he is appearing? There is the interesting thing. Everybody should really understand that how he appeared. Now the next verse says, Bhagavan. There it says Ansa Bhagen. Now it says Bhagavan Api Vishwa Atma. Now this is the time he is entering into the mind of Vasudeva. So how Krishna manifested? Bhagavan Api Vishwa Atma. He is Bhagavan. And what is Vishwa Atma means? He is the super soul of the all living beings. The other meaning of Vishwa Atma is he is the object of love for all. Vishwa Atma, object of love. But Krishna is Prema Purushottam. Ram, Sri Ram, Lord Sri Ramchandra is Maryada Purushottam. Lord Sri Krishna is Prema Purushottam. He is a love personified. He is a love personified. So Bhagavan Api Vishwa Atma, that Supreme Lord, who is the object of love for all living beings. The next word says, what is his main object? Bhaktanam abhayankaraha. Bhaktanam, for his devotees, abhayankara, he gives fearlessness. To make the devotee fearless. To whom he makes fearless? Devotees, bhaktanam. This is what is the message in Bhagavad Gita. Paritranaya sadhunam. Paritranaya sadhunam means bhaktanam abhayankara. One who gives fearlessness to the devotees. He is the object of love of all, but for the devotees, he has a special love. Therefore his name is Bhakta Vatsala. Therefore this is a specific name of Krishna, Bhakta Vatsala. He is especially disposed towards devotees. Why? He said he is equal to all. Sarvoham sarva bhuteshu. But then why he has a special attraction to the devotee? It is explained sometime. The electricity is same. But if you have refrigerator, you will get cooling. If you have heater, you will get heat. If you have air conditioner, it cools. If you have bulb, it gives light. If you have oven, it gives cooking effect. Electricity is same, but the difference is because of the different machines. The yantra is called yantra. Yantra means machine. The word yantra is also in Bhagavad Gita. Yantra rudhani mayaya ishwar sarvabhutanam hirdeshi arjun tishtati. I am sitting in everybody's heart. And yantra means actually machine. Machine. So whatever the machine you have, the result will be that. So there is no partiality in electricity. You cannot say electricity is partial to anybody. If your antahkaran, if your mind has a consciousness of loving Krishna, then you will love will manifest.
But if your consciousness has a hatred like the demons, then it will manifest. It is your machine which determines what relationship you have with Supreme Lord. But He is all merciful. Like the electricity is same, but the result is different. Like sometimes land is same, water you cultivate, the land is same, but whatever the seed you sow, if there is a chili, same water, same land, but is very hot, but the mango is very sweet. Same land, same water, only seed is different, so the taste is different. So the consciousness of the devotee is evolved differently, so they have a different relationship with the Lord. But the Lord is same to all. But He is specifically, one of the guna of the Lord is Bhakta Vatsal. So He has a special loving exchange with His pure devotees. Therefore He comes all the times Bhaktanam Abhayankara, to give fearlessness to the devotees. So what did He do? Avesha Ansa Bhagena. Again the Ansa Bhagena came. Avesha. Avesha means the word Avesha, you know. In the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita, we said the first verse of the seventh chapter is Man Avesha. Avesha. One whose mind is absorbed in me. Entering into the. In one's mind, if I enter. What's the verse of the seven? Mana Asakta Krishna Yogam Yunyam Madashriha. Asakta. Asakti in Avesha. Avesha is a sort of something entering into. But where it is entering into? You know, you have sometime emotion coming in your mind, no? I want to do some seva. And you janmashtami, sometime you go to there and he's in a good mood and he's ready to give the donation, whatever you want, 5 lakhs, okay, 5 lakhs, get 500,000, yes. That's called mana avesha. At this time, his mind was carried away. Something entered into his mind, so he expressed something extraordinary. That's called avesha. It's a sort of special emotion which manifests in the mind. So, avesha ansa bhagena. Where? Manha ananka damdubihi. Anak damdubi is the name of Vasudeva. This name appeared 2-3 times in Bhagavatam. First, anak damdubi comes in first chapter. Anak damdubi means one, when the demigods, they blew their flutes and different sounds on some auspicious time. So when Vasudeva appeared, or when Vasudeva was born, the demigods, they blew their dumdubis. Dumdubis means their instrument they played there. So his name became Anank Dumdubi, the one on whose birth demigods, in this world, you know, somebody has a child born, people come there, you know, particularly some play mardang and play some sounds, and so something they come and do it. But for Vasudeva, when he was born, the celestial demigods, they came and they blew their different instruments. That's Anak Dumdubi. Mana, into the mind. What happened into the mind of Anak Dumdubi or Vasudeva? Avesha Ansabhagena. Ansabhagena, with all his plenary portions, included everything, with all the incarnation. And so Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, is all other incarnation, including Narsingadev. So he said Narsingadev, Kachya, Machya, twice incarnation, the Machya, Kachya, all Avesha entered into. Ansa Bhagena. Where they enter? Into the mind of Vasudeva. So how Krishna manifested? He manifested into the mind of Vasudeva. Now let's read the commentary by Srila Prabhupada. Thus the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, who is the super soul of all living entities and who vanquishes all the fear of His devotees, entered the mind of Vasudeva in full opulence. Now, the word Vishwa Atma refers to one who is situated in everybody's heart, Ishwar Sarva Bhutana, Hirdesh Arjun Tishtati. Another meaning of the Vishwatma is only lovable object for everyone. Because of forgetfulness of this object, Prabhupada, when he gets some opportunity to preach, immediately he is in a preaching mood. When he's saying, another meaning of Vishwatma is only lovable object of everyone. Because of forgetfulness of this object, people are suffering in this material world. But if one fortunately revive this old consciousness of loving Krishna and connect with Vishwatma, one becomes perfect. The Lord is described in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam as follows. Paravaresho mahad ansa yukto hai ajopi jata bhagavan. Although unborn, the Lord, the master of everything, appears like a born child by entering the mind of devotee. The Lord is already there within mind. And consequently, it is not astonishing for him to appear as if born from the devotee's body. So where the Lord appears? He appears in the mind of devotee. The two places we see the Lord manifest into the body of the devotee. One is the example when the Parikshit Maharaj, as the embryo in the womb of Mother Uttara, was in danger from the Brahmastra for Ashwastama. This lady, she was a widow of Abhimanyu. And Krishna was about to depart for Dwarka from Hastinapur. But this lady with the white cloth, she was in a white dress, and she came out and said, Krishna, Krishna, Mahayogin. She was calling upon Krishna, Krishna, you are Yogeshwar, your power, all mystic power. Everybody was surprised. How come a lady were not supposed to come in gentle into the audience where everybody was seeing of Krishna? How she came? And Krishna immediately understood that she has... the embryo in the womb is in danger, and immediately from within the heart where Krishna is situated in everybody's heart, he appeared into the womb of Mother Uttara, and he was so eager, he was in avesha. You know avesha, there's a word avesha, you mean he was in avesha, he was avesha to protect. So he used his club in such a way that it is said in Mahabharata, it says he used the club. In Bhagavad it says he uses chakra. So the acharya says he was so really concerned for his devotees. So he used two together, and he used in so swiftly that Gada was looking as if it is a chakra. The whole idea is he just entered into it and he protected his. He has nothing to see except to protect the embryo. So that from where Krishna entered into the womb of Mother Uttara, from within the mind, within the heart where Krishna resides as a Paramatma. And same thing Krishna says in the Chaturshloki Gita, the last verse of the 10th chapter, verse 11. He says, Tesham evanukampa artham. Tesham means on those. Anukampa artham. Kampa, you know kampa? Kamp is called when somebody is shivering. When I see my devotee and he is in danger, I really shake. I shake. Anukampa. By seeing them, like you get shaken, you know, something is strange, you get shaken. Anukampa artham. Ahatesham eva anukampa artham. Aham agyan jatamaha. That darkness which has arisen from ignorance. Nasyami, I will destroy. Atma bhav istho. From where you destroy? Atma bhav istho. I am situated within the heart of that devotee. I am already there. Atma bhav istho. Jnana deepena bhasvata. With the torch of knowledge. Bhasvata means I enlighten him from within, because I am situated in his heart. So I am not to go, come from. So therefore Krishna is always with us. Only we have to be favorably disposed by rendering devotional service. This verse Krishna is saying, after the verse I give the intelligence, that Ami Buddhi Yogam. Then Arjuna might ask, you may give Buddhi, but he don't have intelligence really to get that Buddhi. Still the ignorance is there. Then what you can do? He said, Nasyami Atu Bhavisto. Then I will myself from within enlighten him. He may not have that capability, but I will help him to get over this ignorance. So this is the mercy of the Krishna. So Krishna Prabhupada is writing in the Prabhupada further. The word Avivesha signifies that Lord appeared within the mind of Vasudeva. There was no need for the discharge of semen. That is the opinion of Sribad Sridhar Swami and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. In Vaishnava Toshani, Srila Sanatana Goswami says that consciousness was awakened within the mind of Vasudeva. Vasudeva became Krishna conscious. Consciousness was awakened within the mind of Vasudeva. Srila Veera Raghav Acharya also said that Vasudeva was one of the demigods and that within his mind, Supreme Personality God had appeared as an awakening of consciousness. The next verse after this is quite Tato thereafter. Jagan Mangalam Achyuta Ansam. Achyuta Ansam. Achyuta, one who never fails in protecting the devotees. One who never breaks his promise. Because demigods will come immediately now after this. Krishna has appeared into the mind of Vasudeva. From the mind of Vasudeva, what is happening? After that, Jagan Mangalam, for the auspiciousness of the whole world. What Krishna did? Samahitam Sursutena Devi. From the son of Sursen Vasudeva to the Devi, Mother Devaki. What happened? Dadara Sarvatmakam Atma Bhutam. Kashta yatha ananta karam manastaha. Thereafter, accompanied by plenary expansion, the fully opulent Supreme Personality Godhead, who is all auspicious for entire universe, was transferred from the mind of Vasudev to mind of Devaki. Having thus been initiated by Vasudev, this is the word, having thus been initiated by Vasudeva. And Srila Prabhupada writes, this indicates, here the word manastaha, Supreme Personality Godhead was transferred from the core of Vasudeva's mind to the heart, to the core of heart of Devaki. We should note carefully that Lord was transferred to Devaki not by ordinary way for a human beings, but by diksha, initiation. Diksha, this is the meaning of diksha. It means when spiritual master imparts the initiation to the disciple, actually he is transferring his realized Supreme Personality from his heart into the heart of disciple. That is the meaning of this, what how Lord appeared in the mind of Vasudev, and from mind of the Vasudev he is transferred into the heart of Mother Devaki. And the word here says Vasudev, thus Vasudev, having thus been initiated by Vasudev, Devaki become beautiful by carrying Lord Krishna, the original consciousness for everyone, the cause of all causes, within the core of our heart. These are two words. Sarvatmakam is the soul of all souls. Atma Bhutam, he says, cause of all causes. But there are many meanings given for this Atma Bhutam actually. Our acharyas were very, very concerned about every word. They were relishing these words. And how it appeared? Just as the east become beautiful by carrying the rising moon. In the east, when we see the moon, it becomes very bright. So Devaki become bright when she got Krishna from Vasudev into the mind of Devaki. Prabhupada, as a sometime Prabhupada on this or other places, so Vasudev Krishna now transferred from Vasudev to Devaki. So it means, it doesn't mean that Vasudev become now without Krishna. It doesn't mean that. Krishna is also there. Initiation means he imparted that consciousness into the mother Devaki's heart, and then she becomes very bright. And she will become so bright, but it appeared like the fire is covered in some part. So, because it was in the prison of the Kansa, she was not showing the full effulgence. This is what, you know, we have saintly person. First we see the picture of the Lord. When we get a picture, we have some special aura around the, you know. That's what he has, a special potency. But when we see saintly person also, they show this. Those people who have realized Krishna, they carry the Krishna, and from them such a rays of love and compassion. They are compassionate and they have an immense love for the humanity. Whoever comes within that range, they become really surcharged. This is what the potency Prabhupada has, that he has a realized knowledge of Krishna consciousness by getting this blessing in Radha Damodar temple in Shriram Vrindavan, the place which was auspicious place where all the Goswamis used to sit, and where the Rupa Goswami is the foremost journal of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has his samadhi. And Prabhupada was always looking at his samadhi from his room, and he was blessed by Rupa Goswami with the Gaura Shakti to carry out this mission of Krishna consciousness all over the world. So from his heart he was imparting the energy to everybody. We read this, Krishna can bless anybody and everybody to do everything. So this is one statement of Prabhupada, which is very wonderful to understand that how it is possible for Yogamaya to transfer Baladev, which is not possible even. How can Yogamaya can do that job? She was blessed by Krishna, so she accomplished this. And similarly, Prabhupada says anybody who get blessing from Krishna by rendering service and being obedient, he will also get the blessing to preach Krishna consciousness, and he can do the wonders on this world. So then we have a lot in Chaitanya Charitamrita, particularly about Ansabhagena, because this is a very common thing. People say Narayan appeared as a Krishna. This is a very common thing. Ordinary Hindu, if you go, they say Vishnu, Krishna appeared, Vishnu appeared as Krishna. That's what they say, isn't it? This is a common saying. So keeping this in mind, Kaviraj Goswami is saying something very elaborately on this topic. Here is a, first he is saying, Tabe Suta Gosai Mane Pancha Bada Bhaya Paya Bada Bhaya Yara E Lakshanta Karila Nishche. Suta Goswami, when he was describing incarnations, the list of the 24 incarnations in Srimad Bhagavatam, where he also counted Krishna among them. He said Krishna Balram as incarnation. Jaya Radha Golokanand. It says, Sab Avatarera Kari Samane Lakshan Tar Madhya Krishna Chandrera Karila Ganan. The Bhagavatam describes the symptoms and deeds of incarnation in general and counts Sri Krishna among them. Therefore, Suta Goswami, this made Suta Goswami greatly apprehensive. Therefore, he distinguished each incarnation by its specific symptom. Then the verse says, Ete Chansha Kalaha Puncha Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. He said this verse because he was very much worried and apprehended that people might think Krishna is one of the incarnations. So he said, Ete means all these incarnations which I have counted. They are Ansa or Kala. But who is original? Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. And then he says, Then here it says, sometimes people say, ete shabde, means ete chants, ete shabde avatarer age anuvad. Whatever the incarnation he said, it is in ete shabda. Purushera ansa pache vidya samvad. The first word ete established the subject, means incarnation. Then plenary portion of the Purusha avatar, followed by the predicate. Taiche Krishna avatar bhitare haila gyat tahara vishesh gyan sei avigyata. In the same way, when Krishna was first counted among the incarnation, specific knowledge about him was still unknown. Therefore, to give the specific knowledge about him, therefore first the word Krishna appears as the subject, followed by the predicate, describe him as the original personality of the Godhead. Krishnera Swayam Bhagavata Iha Haila Sadhya Swayam Bhagavanera Krishnatva Haila Badhya. He's giving some logic. This establishes that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. The original personality of Godhead is therefore necessarily Krishna. Krishna Yadi Ansa Haite Ansi Narayan Tabe Viprita Haite Sutrena Vachan. If the Narayan is the origin of Krishna, then the verse should have been like this. Kaviraj Goswami. Then Narayan Ansiye Swayam Bhagavan Tehara Sri Krishna Ayache Karilo Vyaka. Then it should have been thus. He would have said Narayan, the source of all incarnation, is the original personality. He has appeared as Krishna, but he has not said like this. Said Sanskrit is according to the Sanskrit Vyakaran or the laws of Sanskrit. Then say, Brahma Pramananda Vipralipsa Karmana Patara Arasa Vijra Vakya Nahi Doshai. Mistakes, illusion, cheating and destructive perception do not occur in the saying of authoritative sage. So when he said this, so he put the Krishna on the front. And then he said, so otherwise you would have said Narayan is the Supreme Personality. It means Krishna is actually the origin of all this. The only personality of the Godhead, the source of all divinities, is eligible to be designated Swayam Bhagavan or the Premier Lord. Then, in Bengali, same thing is said. Deepa haite yache bahu deepera javalana mula eka deepa taha kariye gananana. When from one candle many others are lit, I consider that one the original. From where? This is from Brahma Santa, same thing said here. Krishna is the same way. Krishna in the same way is the cause of all causes and all incarnation. Please hear another verse to defeat all misconception. So here, preaching, Kaviraj Goswami is preaching the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he quoted the two verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is, I think you all know, there are 10 subject matters in Bhagavatam. Any prana is a called only prana when there are 10 subject matter described in that. What are the 10 subjects? Listen, those 10 subjects. Here in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10 subjects are described. Number one is creation of ingredients of cosmos. Number one is called sarga. Then is visarga, the creation of the Brahma. Then the three is manifestation, maintenance of creation. It's the third one. The word here is atra sargo visargo isthanam, the maintenance. And the four is a special favor given to the faithful, portion. Lord particularly take care of his devotees. In this we have Prahlad and all these. Then impetus for activity. Number six, prescribed duties for law-abiding men, manvantra. How the whole management of the planets is taking place. Then a description of the incarnation of the Lord. Then Ishanu Katha. The ninth canto is Ishanu Katha. And then the winding up of the creation. Moksha. Then there is a liberation from the grass and subtle material. And the last one is ultimate shelter. Then the points Kaviraj Goswami is making is that this out of these 7, out of these 10, 9 are subject and 1 is object. Ashraya, all 9 are resting on the last one, which is Ashraya. And 10th canto is Ashraya. 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is describing the Ashraya or the object. So it says, to distinguish this ultimate shelter for other 9 subjects, the Mahajan have described these 9 directly or indirectly through the prayers or direct explanation. These are the verses from, and it is a big, nice description of this. To know distinctly the ultimate shelter of everything that be, I have described the other 9 categories. The cause for appearance of these 9 is rightly called their shelter. So who is the shelter? Krishna ek sarva ashraya, Krishna sarva dham, Krishnera sarire sarva vishvera vishram. These words are very, Krishna ek sarva ashraya, Krishna is the only shelter of all. Krishna sarva dham, Krishna is the resting place for all. Krishnera sarire sarva vishvera vishram, within the body of the Krishna, whole universe resides. That's what is said. The personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the shelter and abode of everything. All the universe rests in his body. It's going on. It's a, one who knows the real feature of Krishna and his 3 different energies cannot remain ignorant about him. The personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, enjoys himself in 6 primary expansions. His 2 manifestations as Prabhav and Vibhav. Then the description of multiple, what incarnation means and what type of incarnation are. So really we have to understand simply one truth, that Krishna, when he is manifesting, he is not manifesting like an ordinary child. He is manifesting as the enlightenment of a devotee. In the devotee's heart he manifests as enlightenment. So the message for us on this Janmashtami auspicious day is that we should make our mind and heart a place where Krishna should manifest. That is the meaning of Janmashtami for the devotees. We should make the heart clean and clear, that Lord manifest in our heart. He enlighten us from inside. And what the result we will get of this type of manifestation of Lord within the heart, we will develop our loving relationship with Krishna. We will uncover our, we will discover which is forgotten, our loving relation with Krishna. And then, Srila Prabhupada said, then the life becomes perfect. So we should pray on this Janmashtami by serving the devotees who are eagerly coming here to have darshan of the Lordship Sri Radha Gaulokananda. We are servants in the house of Radha Gaulokananda. This temple is the, this is Radha Gaulokananda's house. And the devotees who are privileged here as serving this Lord, they are the servants in the house. Whoever is coming as a visitor, they are guests. They are guests to Radha Gaulokananda. And we are the servant in his house. So it is our responsibility to take care of all visiting guests with love and with devotion. The object of our taking care is that they should be inspired. They should be inspired and attracted to the lotus feet of the Lord. We should simply serve them in such a nice, sympathetic, genuine way that they see the difference. This is not some festivity, but this is a devotional service the devotees have to render to help the potential. Whoever is coming here on Janmashtami, he is definitely a devotee of Krishna. It depends upon us how much we are fanning the small spark we has in his heart. The one customer who is coming on your shop is better than 10 which are in the street. If that customer you maintain, then you will maintain your business. There's no need of advertisement. The latest research says people are spending a lot of money on advertisement, but simply if they keep the customers, that will pay him more than what they are wasting on advertisement. So our strategy should be each and every one who is coming, some or other, he should feel greeted here, welcomed here. And whoever devotee is doing service, he should be ready to render all the service to make these people feel something, that they are at a place of God, not in a worldly. They are not in this world in any party, but they are came to the home of God. So we should have this mood to serve. Then Krishna will definitely manifest in the heart of the devotees. When he sees this service mood of the devotees, because this is what Krishna says, one whoever gives this message to faithful, he is more dear to me. Nobody before or after is going to be more dearer than him. So these are the faithful people, they are coming here. If you have really somebody sitting on some desk and getting, asking them to fill some form and something, that you get those addresses and name, and then you follow it up, have a database and try to cultivate, you will find maybe 1,000 people who are interested for coming in such festival. And this is the way. The people are coming for a one day Janmashtami. They have only one thing, let us celebrate. But we should be intelligent to put Krishna in their heart for rest of their life. They are getting exposure. They are coming here, but they are coming with one day's festivity. But we should be intelligent enough. Like you go to the shop, you want to buy one thing, but the goods salesman will show you 10 more things, and you will feel, I should come next time and buy something also. So we should be basically devotional service. We should be a good salesman, you know, customer care. The modern language is called customer care. So these are all customer for Krishna Prem. Therefore, Nityananda Prabhu said, Nam Hatta. Nam Hatta. We call it Nam Hatta in our language. Hatta means shop. So whoever is coming is a customer. So customer care is something which is lacking. And that is something which we should really concentrate upon. Customer care means caring of the potential devotees who are coming here to buy the holy name. And we have the stock of holy name. How we distribute it, we have to be very expert salesmen. Smiling face, loving heart, serving consciousness, this percolates. And then you can make really the whole island Krishna conscious. Say 20,000 people are going to come here. So we should have targets that how we can reach to each person, which is not physically possible, but still Krishna can bless, then things can manifest. So we should have some strategy really. This is the service we are given as a servant in the house. To be a servant of the king is not an ordinary thing. Hare Krishna. Radha Golokanand ki. Shri Prabhupada ki. So this is the verse we simply discussed, that what Ansabhagena means and how Krishna manifests. And tomorrow we'll read something about the demigods. When they saw that Krishna is manifesting from Vasudeva to Devaki, and they came in the prison and they prayed. And the prayers of the demigods, nobody glorify Garbha, it's called Garbha. Nobody want to come in Garbha, isn't it? We always want 100 old birth, you remember when you are in the womb of the mother, it's all painful, you are living in a closed bag within the all dirty atmosphere. We always, Garbha, we think a nasty thing, it's a nasty thing. But this is the only garb which is glorified by demigods. Because here the Supreme Lord appearing is. Otherwise garb is always is a nasty thing. Nobody wants to go into garb. It's a curse to be in a garb. It's a curse to be in a womb. But here the all demigods headed by Shiva, Brahma, Narada, they have come there in disguise and they are praising the Supreme Lord appearing from Devaki. And there are wonderful prayers. We can read tomorrow 2-3 prayers. Day after tomorrow, when Lord manifests himself, then what he did we will do. In this way, by that day we will be reaching to the advent of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.